We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But, you know, it is Friday, and I am one of those people. The family I was raised in, we don't just stop, and we don't curl up in a ball in the basement, cry. When bad things happen, we keep going. And it's Read on the Road, virtual Read on the Road on this Friday. You know, our plan for months, this has truly, truly been on the calendar for months, was to go to the remarkable home called Scotchtown in Ashland. It's their 300th anniversary this year. And Susan Llewellyn is the site coordinator of Scotchtown in Ashland. And Susan, I'm sorry that I can't be there with you and we can't be inside the house today. I toured probably 20 years ago, so it's high time for me to return and see the inside. But did you see that I stopped by yesterday and took some pictures from the outside? It was a beautiful day to be there.
And your pictures were beautiful, too.
Okay, and you know, when the great thing, not to make light of it, was I didn't have to wait for tourists to move out of the way to take these postcard pictures. I mean, most of the time, photographers, if you were paying a professional photographer, you'd have to clear the place out. But it is a beautiful site. Tell me the history of Scotchtown, if you can, briefly, and why Virginians should pay attention to this historic site.
Well, Scotchtown has a 300-year-long history. It actually begins with a man whose name was John Chisel. He was an Englishman from England, came to Virginia to start an iron ore manufactory, and got 10,000 acres of land on a land grant, as you could do in 1717.
Yeah.
And then when you got a land grant that size, you had 2 years to build a permanent structure on it, or you lost your grant. Mm. That's how we're able to identify the house as having been built by 1719, because if he hadn't, he would have lost the land and the grant, and we wouldn't be telling this story.
No kidding. So the real claim to fame is that this is where Virginia's first non-royal governor, Patrick Henry, lived.
Absolutely.
And is it correct that this is where he wrote the Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death speech before he rode into Richmond to deliver it at St. John's Church?
Well, we're not 100% sure that he wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
He often jotted notes or spoke off the cuff. But yes, he was living at Scotchtown when he got on that horse and rode out to Richmond and gave that very famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech.
It struck me as I was reading the signs at Scotchtown yesterday, and, you know, maybe after a full day's work and kind of being emotionally vulnerable, and I don't want to put you on the spot. I don't know if this is your area of expertise, but I was reading the signs about his poor wife and what she was going through while they were living there and the start of the Revolutionary War, which was basically, if you supported the revolution against the British crown, you were taking a chance with your life. I mean, you're very existence on the planet, and you were potentially dooming yourself to poverty if you did survive, and your heirs to poverty. It struck me that our ancestors, for whatever we want to be critical of them about from 200-400 years ago, man, they were really facing a life and death situation that we probably can't even imagine.
Well, particularly Patrick Henry, because Lord Dunmore was very upset with him over some of the speeches that he had made and actually put out a bulletin that anybody who saw him should arrest him on the spot.
Oh.
So more even than many of the other founding fathers, he had a bullseye on his back. And I often wonder how poor Sarah handled that, with already struggling with the depression and everything else that she's coping with. I often wonder what that did to her, how how challenging that must have been for her. In fact, most people don't know this, but it's just 3 weeks before he gives the Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech that his wife, Sarah, passes away at Scotchtown.
Oh, I mean, what a motivation to step forward and take that dramatic step to call for emancipation from the British crown if you've lost that person in your life. Now I'm watching the clock, and I'm so sorry that we can't be there in person, but what is the plan once the all clear is given here, and that's gonna happen eventually? What's the plan at Scotchtown in Ashland? It's a beautiful drive out there. I really kind of appreciated the chance to decompress while I was driving and looking at the landscape.
Yes. Well, actually, we're in Beaver Dam. We're about 7 miles or so west of Ashland. Mm-hmm. So once you get to Ashland, just keep driving in the countryside until you see the Scotchtown sign, and then you can follow it from there. We have lots of plans in place, depending upon when everything gets lifted. We've got about 25 different programs planned for throughout the year. We've got a Scottish Heritage Day in April, and we've got a massive birthday party for Ashland, the 300th anniversary of the County of Hanover, and Scotchtown, the particular building of Scotchtown, mm-hmm. and that's in May. And then we've got, in June, we've got some military reenactments. Most people don't know that there were soldiers, particularly Lafayette's troops, who were in Hanover County 4 months before the Battle of Yorktown. They're literally hiding and running from and playing sort of tag with Lord Cornwallis's troops because Lafayette is trying to wait until Washington gets to Virginia so that he can be the chief person in that Battle of Yorktown. And some of those troops were in Hanover County, and some of them even were in Scotchtown, on Scotchtown grounds. Yeah. So we'll be doing a reenactment of that in June, hopefully.
I mean, it really is, when you hear these stories, it really is life or death, survival
Absolutely.
Or not. And I hope
Absolutely.
that helps put people in the right mindset with what we're facing right now. And Susan, let's set a date, you and me. We'll do something else to celebrate the 300th anniversary of Scotchtown and to join with Ashland in their big celebration. Hopefully, you know, once we get through this, maybe May or June.
Hopefully,
but you know
so.
We'll put it in pencil on the calendar. Susan Llewellyn, who's the site coordinator of Patrick Henry's Scotchtown outside of Ashland. Read on the Road, a virtual edition this morning. I really appreciate it. And if you want to see those beautiful pictures, go to the John Reed Show Facebook page. Right now, I've posted them, and it was gorgeous yesterday. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.